Hey guys, AJ here back on another one for you. So guys, Korea, Japan, and China, right? Guys, those dudes are not simping. They're not, right? And all three of those countries have all these chicks that are trying to be strong and
I
independent.
am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore.
Clown world, right? But guys, you look at like Korea and Japan. All these chicks like, oh, so we're trying to be strong and independent and not traditional, and you men have to accept us. But guys, these guys are so anti-effinist that they would rather let their country die off. They're saying no. They're not dating these chicks, especially in Korea. Guys, Korea is one of the most anti-effinist countries there are. The young men there are not playing games. Guys, don't believe me? Here we have a video. This chick, she's talking about how men will not even stop to help a woman having a health crisis in Korea. So guys, we'll get into this. Before we do, like, subscribe, drop a comment. Check out my second channel, my locals, the playlist at the end, and let's get into this.
A few days ago, a woman in her 20s lost consciousness and fainted when she was on the subway.
Yeah.
Apparently, there were a bunch of men in their 20s and 30s who refused to help, and saying something to the extent of, "It has nothing to do with me," which got the women on the internet pissed. According to the Korean woman, the reason being, all able-bodied Korean men have to serve military
Look at
service.
that.
They do learn CPR in the military. So it was expected for men in their 20s and 30s who likely just got out of the military to jump in and help because they know how to do CPR. But a lot of
Please.
the men on the train didn't. Their reason being, they did not want to be accused of sexual harassment. There were a few incidents where men were actually accused for sexual harassment, for trying to help the women. Back in 2014, a South Korean woman had actually tried to sue a male EMT
Look
paramedic
at
for
that.
doing CPR and doing chest compressions on her. Although the paramedic wasn't charged or convicted with anything, since he was reported, he still had to go through an investigation. There was also another story shared of a Korean guy going up the steps in the subway station, and there was a woman in front of him seemingly about to fall. He put out his hands and tried to grab her from the back to prevent her from falling. The girl freaked out and called the police on him, and he ended up in the police station. That being said, these are all the men's side of the story. They'd rather
Look
be
at
a
that.
bystander than getting their names tainted with SA. This all seems a little crazy to me. I mean, I get it if you don't want to touch the person because you don't know what's going on. At least call for help. What do you think?
Now, guys, look at that. She says that this all seems crazy to her because she's not the one risking anything. Look at that. And guys, she had cited a case of a guy who was an EMT. He was doing his job. He still got sued. Look at that. Look at that. And did you guys hear how she said that all men do mandatory military service, so are CPR trained, so women expect young men in their 20s to step in and help them, guys. The entitlement is absolutely ridiculous. Look at that. She said that a woman fell. The guy tried to stop her from falling down the stairs. He got. Absolutely insane, guys. So now, Korean dudes, just watch. And if you call the cops, watch. They'll be like, oh, you were filming this person on your phone, or you didn't call fast enough. See, you know what? Guys are saying nope. Anytime they see a chick in trouble, they're out of there. And guys, these comments here, right? Someone says, maybe the bear will help. Y'all are less afraid of them. Someone says, so she mentions facts, but ends by using the victimhood mentality. There's no end. Just the next guy says, reap those fruits, ladies. You planted the seeds. Facts. Someone says, at least call for help. Couldn't the other women do that? Next guy says, where's the bear to help? Next guy says, I'm not even in Korea and I do the same thing. I wouldn't even look in their direction. Next guy says, ask the bear for help. This guy says, so there were no other women on the train. Facts. Look at that, man. Next guy says, this is what they asked for. They wanted the bear and they wanted to endure the struggle independent of men. Enjoy. Men need far less from you than you need from men. Facts. This next guy says, a woman at my gym fainted. I notified the front desk, left the gym. being military, I know CPR, right? He says that he's former military. He knows CPR, right? But I'm not willing to risk the SA ramifications, especially with other women filming their workouts at the gym. Guys, give this guy a round of applause. He said, nope, not doing it. Now, you guys think that this is only happening in Korea? Oh, guys, it's happening here, too. Check this out.
A new study out that says women may be less likely to receive bystander CPR in public places more than men.
That is correct, and it is a further reinforcement of previously published data that show the same thing. This latest one was a study done in North America. And again, we have talked here about out-of-hospital cardiac arrest, bystander CPR, the use of hands-only CPR, where you do not need to perform mouth-to-mouth, the use of an AED or defibrillator, which are now everywhere. Despite all of this, despite all of these great stories and headlines and access, women still less likely to receive assistance from a bystander when they drop dead in a public place compared to
men.
That's
crazy.
Look at that, guys. And of course, Soy Boy, that's crazy!
Beta!
Yes, it is.
But why?
Well, the big issue, and this makes sense, has to do with, you know, social issues, shame, anatomy, not wanting to disrobe someone or expose someone. Because remember, again, if you have to apply the pads for a defibrillator, you need to cut away the clothing, you need to open a bra, you need to do chest compressions right in between the breasts on the sternum.
When it comes to life and death, that needs to go out the door.
Correct, DeMarco.
Please, please.
You've been had.
Good luck, dude. Good luck with that.
Oh, that is so important. And I have said this before. I used to say it to interns and medical students in the hospital, and I've said it on the air. You have a chance to save a life. You do not need to have any initials after your name. Don't let fear or embarrassment or anatomy, anything, stand in your way. The person is already dead. All you can do is help. And we don't want someone to be embarrassed because of the anatomy to do that.
Very well said, Doc. Thank you very much.
Yeah, coming from a chick, because she's not risking anything, and she's not expected to jump in, right? To save some knucklehead 304.
Here I come to save the day.
Clown world. Guys, do not, unless it's your mom or your sister, right? Some woman that you're related to. Maybe if you're married, your wife, your daughter. Guys, do not step in. Do not do it. You will be cooked. If you do,
why can't we live for the dead?
Right, guys. Why is it the Wookiee Wolves always put these Soy Boy black men up here? Right. Let me put out the race car, guys. I've been black for 43 years. I can't handle this anymore, man. Between Don Limon and all these dudes, guys are all betas and simps. So, all right, you guys, AJ, appreciate you guys. Guys, be more like the Korean dudes. Be more like the Japanese dudes, man. Guys, if women don't want to be traditional, guys, don't deal with them, right? Because, guys, we'll be just fine hanging out, you know, playing Xbox, building our 40K models, you know what I'm saying? Working on our cars, just fine. All right, you guys, appreciate you. Have a good one.